Praised be Jesus and Mary. Today in the Franciscan calendar, we celebrate the feast of our Holy Father, St. Francis, the stigmata of our Holy Father. And 2 years before his death, he had gone up to Mount Laverna for his annual 40-day fast preceding the feast of St. Michael the Archangel. This was just one of seven 40-day fasts that he did every year. And it was during this time that he received the stigmata, and St. Bonaventure gives the following account of it. He writes, on the morning of the feast of the Exaltation of the Holy Cross, as he was praying in secret and solitary place on the mountain, Francis beheld a seraph with six wings all of fire descending to him from the heights of heaven. As the seraph flew with great swiftness toward the man of God, there appeared amid the wings the form of one crucified, with his hands and feet stretched out and fixed on the cross. Two wings rose above the head, two were stretched out in flight, and two veiled the whole body. Francis wondered greatly at the appearance of so novel and marvelous a vision, but knowing that the weakness of suffering could nowise be reconciled with the immortality of the seraphic spirit, he understood the vision as a revelation of the Lord, and that it was being presented to his eyes by divine providence, so that the friend of Christ might be transformed into Christ crucified, not through martyrdom of flesh, but through a spiritual holocaust. The vision disappearing left behind it a marvelous fire in the heart of Francis, and a no less wonderful token impressed on his flesh. For there began immediately to appear in his hands and in his feet something like nails, as he had just seen in the vision of the crucified. The heads of the nails in the hands and feet were round and black, and the points were somewhat long and bent, as if they had been turned back. On the right side, as if it had been pierced by a lance, was a mark of a red wound from which blood often flowed and stained his tunic. And although St. Francis strove in every way to conceal the wounds, which until then no man had seen, he wasn't able to keep them a complete secret from the friars. After his death, they were carefully examined and authenticated by an ecclesiastical decree. And to commemorate the importance of the five wounds, Pope Benedict XI instituted a special feast, which is celebrated on September 17th by all the branches of the Franciscan order. With the example of our Holy Father, St. Francis, in mind, we need to consider, what effect a glance at the cross should have on us. It led St. Francis from the service of the world to the service of God and to penance. A look at the crucifix should remove from our hearts all the desires that people have for the world and its allurements. It should fill us with sorrow, for our sins, that we've committed in the service of the world and of our evil deeds and desires. For what other reason was Christ nailed to the cross and his whole body bruised? The prophet Isaiah tells us he was wounded for our iniquities and bruised for our sins. Meditation on the sufferings of our Savior caused St. Francis to shed so many tears that his eyes became inflamed. And how often do we kneel before a crucifix and grieve over our sins through which we have nailed our Lord to the cross? We should also consider that a glance upon the cross is a consolation, for the sinner. For the prophet Isaiah tells us, by his wounds we are healed. This glance upon the crucifix should also awaken an ardent charity within us. St. Augustine points this out when he says, "Behold the head that is bent to kiss you, the heart that is open to receive you, the arms stretched out to embrace you." Don't just look at the image of our crucified Savior as in a cold and indifferent way that one looks at a work of art, but we know we need to marvel at the painful expression represented there. We should let our Lord speak to our heart, and we should let our heart speak to our Lord. Coral loquitur, so that our Lord may take from us our hearts of stone and give us natural hearts to serve him faithfully on earth, so that we may one day be united with him in eternity.